Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Teachers of America need your help right now. They are paying for their own school supplies, books, decorations, to the tune of about $750 of their own each and every day. We're trying to put a stop to that, and we are trying to help clear their wish lists.
Teachers, get all your classroom needs fulfilled right now. Burt Show, clear my wish list.
Hello, Burt Show. First off, I want to say that my husband and I love listening to your show. It's gotten us through car rides, hard times. I especially love what you guys do for teachers every year with sharing out their wish list. My name is Brooke Mills, and I'm going into my fifth year of teaching. I teach fourth grade at Cedar Canyon Elementary School in Fort Wayne, Indiana. At the end of last school year, my husband and I welcomed our second child. Shortly into his life, he had to be hospitalized for a few weeks due to some medical issues. As many of you may know, hospital stays and routine checkups can be expensive. Unfortunately, this has caused me not to be able to spend as much as I usually would on needs for my classroom. My classroom kiddos are like a second family to me, and I love being able to provide classroom needs for them. I love that people are so kind-hearted and willing to help out teachers every year. I'm not one to typically put out my wish list or ask for help, but I would love to make this year as special as ever. A huge thank you goes out to the Burt Show and the Burt Show family. What you guys do is amazing. Every teacher appreciates you.
Thank you for listening on Hot 107.9. And our fam in Fort Wayne. There are a lot of things on this wish list today, Kristen was saying, are like under $5.
Yeah, the stuff that was under a buck has already been purchased because I just rechecked it.
Okay.
But there's still stuff under $5. And she had she has a bunch of books on there. And it's like, who is Dolly Parton? Who was Theodore Roosevelt? And I love that somebody got the Dolly Parton book, but Theodore's still up there. Priority!
If you want to help our teacher this morning, again, that's Brooke Mills teaching at Cedar Canyon Elementary School in Fort Wayne. Please hook her up at theburtshow.com. And if you know a teacher as well that could use this help, send them over to theburtshow.com and we will try to clear their wish list. So if you're listening on Friday, you know we were trying hard for a listener who was trying to get through to her very stubborn father.
She was trying to convince her dad to do something a little extra for moms for their anniversary. They are going to be celebrating their 35th wedding anniversary. She is recently married. Our Burt Show listener just got married a year ago, and her husband did some really nice things for her, and she was telling her mom about it, and her mom in a not so subtle way was like, must be nice. I wish your father would be that thoughtful. So she's like, you know what? Mom deserves something over the top this year for the anniversary. So that's when we started texting with the dad. And we're like, hey, maybe you do this. And he's basically like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, we've been doing this 35 years. She's never once complained to me. Why should I listen to you? So he said he would think about it. And we also tried to make it so this was going to be a surprise because he said that he would say something to his wife, but we don't want her to have to plan her own anniversary party. So we just now have to figure out what the fallout was from that text conversation and if he is indeed going to try to do something special for the anniversary. Because this is a man that's never really done anything except for a card.
And she fell in love with that. I mean, she knows who he is, right? Now, all of a sudden, she's starting to see that, wait a second, so husbands are romantic with their wives? Wait a second. I didn't even know that was an option. Abby has the email update.
Well, I tried my best with your help and suggestions. Unfortunately, it seems like a hopeless situation. Despite the fact that we told him not to talk to my mom about it, he did. He basically blew the surprise before he even planned one. My mom called me and she told me she appreciated the effort, but she knows that Dad isn't really the romantic type. She sounded a bit bummed. I really don't know what to do. I mean, I can plan something special for them both. That way she feels celebrated, even if it's from someone other than her spouse. Or maybe I can hope that Dad comes around and takes my advice. If you have any suggestions, I'm open to hear them. Or maybe it is what it is and you can't force someone to be something they're not.
That's it right there. Mo's shaking his head. Yup.
I agree. It's unfortunate, but I mean, Dad done been Dad for way too long now. 35 years. He's not going to change. If it's me, I would probably just do it myself. I would go out my way to do something really special for Mom to make her feel special and hope and pray that Dad seeing her react to that and light up to that, maybe that would give him a little bit of incentive to do a little better next year.
I'm really frustrated by this because to me, this isn't about being romantic because we're not really asking him to do like some kind of bachelor type thing. We're just trying to get him to show appreciation and step up a little bit in a different way. And I kind of feel like it just feels lazy to me. So I kind of feel like she should double down and maybe push a little bit more, but I do think the dad's not going to do anything.
You know, there are just some people that this is not part of their DNA. You know, Kristen was telling us about her husband, and she said it lovingly. I mean, you guys beautifully, unconditionally love each other. This is not his gear, but he knows that, so he recruits people to help him.
Yes, and that he gets huge points for that. This dad's been dadding for 35 years, and he is not going to change his ways. But here's the thing, like, it's their 35th anniversary together. Like, it takes two people to have, you know, make it 35 years. So while we try to get him to do something nice for the mom, we don't think it's going to happen. If she's going to plan something, it doesn't need to be just for the mom. It has to be for the both of
sure.
them. Uh-huh. And I think maybe him experiencing that will be like, oh, this was nice.
Yeah.
That somebody did something. And maybe having that feeling, I see the way you're looking at me, Mo.
He's gonna be mad that they wasted money on
him. He is. You can't change this dude. He is what he is at this point.
You're on The Burt Show.